Hello, welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show Bookcase or click the Schedule a Call button. If you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Today, we're diving into an intriguing and often misunderstood topic, cryptocurrency. Welcome, Benjamin.
Thank you. I'm excited to share insights about cryptocurrency and help seniors navigate this fascinating space.
Let's start with the basics. What is cryptocurrency, and why should seniors be interested in it?
Cryptocurrency is a form of digital or virtual currency that uses cryptography for security. It operates on decentralized networks based on blockchain technology, which ensures transparency and security. Seniors should be interested in cryptocurrency as it offers new opportunities for investment, financial independence, and even a hedge against inflation.
That's a great introduction. What are some popular cryptocurrencies that seniors might consider exploring?
Some of the most well-known cryptocurrencies include Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. Bitcoin is often referred to as the original cryptocurrency and is widely recognized. Ethereum, on the other hand, offers smart contract functionality, which opens up many applications beyond simple transactions. It's essential for seniors to research and understand the different cryptocurrencies before investing.
What should seniors know about the risks involved in investing in cryptocurrencies?
Seniors need to be aware that cryptocurrencies can be highly volatile. Prices can fluctuate dramatically in short periods, which means investments can lead to significant gains or losses. It's crucial to only invest what you can afford to lose and to diversify your investment portfolio to mitigate risk.
How can seniors get started with buying and managing cryptocurrency?
The first step is to choose a reputable cryptocurrency exchange where they can buy and sell cryptocurrencies. Some popular exchanges include Coinbase, Binance, and Kraken. Once they set up an account, they can purchase cryptocurrencies using traditional payment methods. It's also essential to secure their investments using wallets, either software or hardware wallets, to protect against theft.
What types of wallets are available for storing cryptocurrencies?
There are primarily three types of wallets. 1. Hot wallets are connected to the internet and are user-friendly, making them convenient for frequent transactions. However, they are more vulnerable to hacks. 2. Cold wallets are offline storage options, such as hardware wallets, which provide enhanced security but are less convenient for regular transactions. 3. Paper wallets involve printing your keys on paper, which can be secure but also risky if lost or damaged. Seniors should choose the type of wallet that best suits their comfort level and needs.
That's helpful information. What resources can seniors access to learn more about cryptocurrency?
There are plenty of resources available. Websites like CoinACap and Investopedia offer comprehensive guides and information about cryptocurrencies. Additionally, many YouTube channels and podcasts focus on cryptocurrency education. Local community centers may also offer workshops or classes on the subject.
How can seniors stay informed about the latest developments in the cryptocurrency space?
Staying informed is essential. Following reputable news sources and cryptocurrency blogs can help seniors keep up with trends and changes. Joining online communities such as Reddit or cryptocurrency forums can also provide valuable insights and peer support.
As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for seniors considering exploring cryptocurrency?
Approach cryptocurrency with an open mind, but also with caution. Educate yourself, start small, and don't hesitate to seek guidance from trusted sources. Cryptocurrency offers exciting possibilities, but being informed and prepared is key to making wise decisions.
Thank you for sharing your expertise on cryptocurrency. This has been an enlightening discussion, and I'm sure our listeners will find it valuable as they navigate this new world.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.